sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
It's 8 hours on Phoenix, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Catholic priest says President Ejilema's call for peace hypocritical. Laz urges government to thoroughly scrutinize criminal procedure amendment bill. And in global news, Trump says U.S. launches powerful strikes against Islamic State in Nigeria. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Director at Dignitatis Humania, Father Andrew Mukwasa, has described President Hakainde Hichilema's call for renewed peace, love and reconciliation in the country during this festive period as hypocritical. Father Mukwasa says although the president's call is welcome, it is empty unless preceded by tangible justice and corrective action from leaders, saying reconciliation must follow demonstrable steps to address grievances. In an interview with Phoenix News, Father Mukwasa has emphasized that justice should come before peace, noting that true unity flows from fair treatment, accountability, and open dialogue rather than ceremonial appeals. He has urged leaders to self-reflect, acknowledge failures, and engage communities in genuine processes of reconciliation rather than relying on rhetoric. Father Mukwasa cited systemic failures in service delivery, including neglected health infrastructure, unfinished district projects, underfunded constituency development programs, and perceived mismanagement as signs of neglect that have eroded public trust and deepened social fractures. He warns against a negative peace where silence masks unresolved tensions, and stressed that service delivery and justice are prerequisites for lasting harmony, especially among public servants, prioritizing the needs of the poor.
Unity, peace, love, and all those superfluous words that are said, they come after a good action. Come after we have sat on the table, we have talked out issues, and we have reconciled, okay? Misunderstanding in a state and you are calling for justice, it's hypocritical. We could say there is not much done on the justice part of it because justice has been neglected in a nation. And the other thing is that when you call for justice, you must be a just person. A just person means a person who sees through himself, to see his weaknesses, where he's going wrong, to reconcile everybody, especially for a leader. And if a leader is failing to see through himself, then we say there's something wrong that we are doing in a nation.
The Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, is urging government to thoroughly scrutinize the Criminal Procedure Amendment Bill of 2025, which seeks, among other measures, to make sexual offenses non-bailable and ensure the legislation conforms with international human rights practice before it is enacted next year. LAZ President Lungisani Zulu tells Phoenix News that in its current form, the bill undermines the constitutional right of access to bail by removing judicial discretion and would amount to an infringement on citizens' rights and liberties. Mr. Zulu has warned that international standards and human rights tenets favor making offenses bailable, with courts determining bail on a case-by-case basis, and cautioned that denying that discretion risks being a miscarriage of justice. As an alternative, Mr. Zulu is urging government to prioritize mechanisms that speedily bring accused persons before the courts and strengthen case processing, rather than broadening non-bailable categories, emphasizing that preserving the presumption of innocence and ensuring timely trials are essential safeguards for justice.
The international practice in tandem with human rights tenets is to make every offense bailable, subject to the determination by the courts of law. So removing the discretion of the courts of law in whether to grant bail or not is actually an infringement on the rights and liberties of citizens. Why? The miscarriage of justice that happens to someone falsely accused and having served on account of delays, not because of their own, but delays with the system, is quite unfair. The person who is subject of an accusation must have their day in court, and when found guilty, they will be punished appropriately. But to punish someone on the basis of an allegation, I think we are weaponizing the law.
Chief Chinyama of the Luvale-speaking people in the northwestern province has appealed to government to swiftly establish a food reserve agency, FRA Rice Depot, in Zambezi District and expedite payment of owed funds to farmers. Speaking to Phoenix News, the traditional leader emphasized local farmers are ready and capable of producing substantial rice and maize yields, but are excluded from formal procurement systems. Chief Chinyama highlighted severe logistical hurdles faced by his community, making it extensive and costly to sell produce or collect inputs, affecting the productivity and discouraging commercial farming. He is requesting government to incorporate Zambezi farmers into the FRA network by constructing a local depot, stressing that infrastructure is crucial and critical for marketing and supply.
Here we have a lot of farmers who can produce rice, who can produce maize. So we requested the depot so that they would deliver the inputs here for the people, spending almost a week when we come to Zambia. Then from there again, going to the farm, we are appealing to the government so that they can make it a depot here. Because there are some farmers here, PCPs here, but cooperatives they are here. So it will be easy for the farmer.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has expressed concern over the withholding of students' examinations results by the University of Zambia Lecturers and Researchers Union, UNZALARU. According to UNZALARU General Secretary Dominic Liche, the results, which were supposed to be released on the 15th of December 2025, are being withheld due to government's failure to pay outstanding allowances owed to union members. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa has called on government to urgently address UNZALARU's demands, warning that failure to do so could result in unrest at the institution as students become increasingly agitated. Dr. Chansa is worried that the next academic calendar may also be disrupted if government and the University of Zambia administration fail to reach an agreement and resolve the matter promptly.
Very, very concerned about the happenings at UNZA. Firstly, lecturers wanted to protest, to demonstrate to State House over these matters of unpaid dues. And what we think is that the lecturers have a very strong case. They have a very good case, which is very, very genuine. And now we hear that lecturers have withheld the results for students. Our position is that this situation now